We start the hour with today's preliminary report on the Ethiopian Airlines crash last month that killed everyone on board. The crash involved a Boeing 737 MAX plane, and today investigators confirmed that a new stall prevention system involved in another crash, the Lion Air crash last year, was engaged in the Ethiopian crash. Ethiopia's transport minister also said today that during the brief flight, the pilots followed protocol.
The crew performed all the procedures repeatedly provided by the manufacturer, but was not able to control the aircraft.
Joining us now is Seth Kaplan here, now transportation analyst. Hi, Seth.
Hi, Jeremy.
And take us through these findings out today. First, the idea that the anti-stall system was engaged multiple times before the crash. Why is that important?
Yeah, the anti-stall system, Jeremy, was designed to prevent crashes, now suspected of causing both of these crashes. An airplane, when its nose pitches or sort of angles up, is in danger of stalling if the angle is too high. And engineers were concerned that this particular plane was at more risk of that than other planes, so they designed the system to automatically pitch the nose down. Here we have another crash now where a bad reading from one lone sensor apparently caused the system to think the nose was pitched up, even though it wasn't. So it pitched the nose down so much that you ended up having a crash as a result.
And what about the part of today's report that says that the pilots actually followed Boeing's protocol? Because Boeing knew that this was an issue. The pilots followed their protocol and the plane still crashed.
Yeah, it tells us that the protocol apparently wasn't enough. And that's significant because, yeah, up until now, there had sort of been this nuance that, well, at least if you sort of knew what to do, maybe you wouldn't have had a crash. The Lion Air crash, rather clearly, the pilots didn't know what exactly to do. But here you had pilots that, according at least to this preliminary release of the investigation, did know what to do, and it happened anyway. So that kind of weakens Boeing's standing, let's say, in terms of just the idea that the system could have worked at least under the best of circumstances.
What is Boeing saying about today's report?
Boeing is saying that it's reviewing the report. It hasn't disputed anything in there so far. Again, extended its sympathies and its commitment to get this right with the fixes that it wants to implement.
And what does it tell you that obviously the pilots knew about the anti-stall software and knew that there was a protocol to be followed? It suggests that the pilots were very much aware of what was going on.
It does. And that's what Ethiopian Airlines had said. So that's what was they were saying different about this crash from the first one. And what had changed in the 5 months since the first crash is that Boeing, which had been accused of not doing enough to make sure pilots knew how to override the system, got the information out there. Pilots, yeah, before there were at least some number of pilots around the world who just seemed not to know what to do. These pilots, we now know, according to this investigation, seemed to know what to do, and yet the crash happened anyway.
Now, Boeing, of course, would like to get these planes back in the air. The 737 MAXs have been grounded around the world. They're working on a fix to the software. And yesterday, Boeing agreed to a third-party review to look at the 737 MAX. How significant is that?
It's significant, and I think, Jeremy, ultimately helpful to Boeing. I mean, look, it's not going to move the process along any quicker, that's clear. But when you have somewhat of a credibility crisis, as Boeing has right now, as the FAA has right now, you want somebody on the outside to look at this and say, yes, this is indeed a fix that will prevent this from happening again. And by the way, the one good thing I would say, Jeremy, about what came out today is that at least we know that this crash was indeed related to the same kind of cause. I mean, the worst news of all could have been that just something entirely different caused this. So at least the fix that Boeing has and that the FAA is working on certifying addresses the same cause, even though those questions about the pilots' knowledge and abilities have kind of gone somewhat at least by the wayside.
How are the airlines going to convince people to get back on these planes? I imagine that as people watch the news and hear the news about these, they say to themselves, well, I'm not getting on one of those.
No question. I think that third-party review will help, but in the end, it's just going to be experience with these planes flying safely again for a period of time that's going to convince people. Those first flights, you're going to have nervous flyers. I mean, I personally would get on one kind of thinking, well, no plane has been scrutinized quite like this one, and it should be fine. But I think it's just going to take a matter of weeks, months before people just kind of move on and worry about something else, because you can't blame people for wanting to avoid these. And you've got flight searches out there helping people do that, allowing them to filter out the MAX.
And just real quick, do you think that the FAA is going to change how it certifies planes?
I think so. Anytime you have a major incident, series of incidents in this case like this, something changes. Even with the Dreamliner grounding a half decade ago, I mean, nobody died there, but it was a real rough entry into service for new aircraft. A lot of things changed. In that case, Boeing accused of outsourcing too much, brought a lot of it back in-house.
Right.
Now a whole other series of things that are going to have to change, and I think many of them will.
Seth Kaplan, Here Now transportation analyst. Thank you.
Thank you, Jeremy.